But first, the Winter Olympics are right around the corner. Let's open the door and welcome a member of the U.S. coaching staff to the program. It's our old friend, Marge Schimdidler.
Oh, she on the Olympic?
George's
old.
Hi, George.
Now, you were George's old swim coach, and that's not a Winter Olympic sport.
No, swimming isn't. We've been trying for quite some time to get it in the Winter Olympics.
Why, when it's in the Summer Olympics?
Because everyone should swim.
Okay, well, that's fine. And by the way, she was never my coach.
And by the way, may I say something to you right now?
Yes.
This was my favorite student athlete.
Student athlete.
This George Dunham right here.
Yep.
He was so amazing. He could swim like a dolphin.
So you coached George when he was in grade school or high school, and you
high school.
Didn't swim in high school.
Yeah, high school through grade school
in Chicago.
That's weird.
In Chicago, yes, where he grew up. He was so good. He could swim the 100 meters in no time at all. And he was the only student I had who could jump out of the water and touch his nose to the rings 50 feet above the water surface.
I don't know where she's getting these stories from.
I just hope to hell that those people that made that Blackfish documentary don't investigate our swimming program.
Jeez. All right, so what's this about you being on the coaching staff for the Winter Olympics?
I'm glad you asked me, George.
Okay.
I'm the alternate honorary coach of the short track speed skating team.
Honorary alternate. So basically, you're not a coach.
So it's my job. They sent me down here to recruit you. We want you in the Olympics so we can win.
Win what? I can barely skate. Why would you?
Look at you. You're a physical specimen. You could be the next Anton Apollo 13 Yoko Ono.
You better check into that name. And no, I cannot speed skate.
I wish I could still teach figure skating. I did love it so.
Did you?
I did. I quit figure skating shortly after I lost my legs.
Shortly.
Well, that's a shame.
It was quite an odd accident.
Was it?
What happened?
I slipped on an axe and my feet went under a bush hog blade.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Oh, don't worry. My feet were fine, but I got into a car accident on the way to the hospital to treat my... And I scratched up shins.
Oh, man. That's awful.
I collided with a truck carrying guillotines.
Oh, my gosh. That's the other thing. She makes up stories.
So there
well,
I
she
was
is in a wheelchair.
Yeah, on the but... side of the road with my legs in untripped guillotines. For 3 hours, George, I waited for first responders.
3 hours?
Yeah. There in the snow. Finally, the authorities arrived. But thank goodness the guillotines didn't go off.
Good.
I can't speak so highly for the frostbite.
Oh, that's what took your legs?
That's what took my legs, and they tried to reattach them.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the wrong ones.
Whose legs did they get?
I had kangaroo legs for 6 months, George.
All right. See, that's another outrageous function.
I won all the hurdle competitions, but my figure skating left something to be desired.
All right, so what gave you that idea?
You're so talented, George.
Not that talented.
You're so talented, it makes me cry.
Oh, don't cry.
You looked so good in skating around in your Speedo in high school.
What? Now you're combining the two sports.
I had impure thoughts, George.
Oh, all right. That's disturbing.
I have to confess, the statute of limitations is over with, I can confess.
No, it's not either.
My thoughts were not clearly Christian in any way. I especially loved it when you did your double toe touch.
I never did a double
toe touch. And your baloney would fall out the side.
That's ridiculous.
It was so glorious to see you suspended in air for one glorious moment with a scrot looking like silly putty.
Now
you're just being gross.
You are a teacher, a coach. You're not supposed to have these thoughts of your students and pupils.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
You know a lot of people, don't you?
Yes, I know a lot of
people. Do you
people.
Know anyone that specializes in preventing foreclosures?
Maybe I'll help you out on that, I guess.
Could use a little help there.
Okay.
I bet you're wondering, what's with the heart lung machine?
Yeah, we were wondering. It did cross my mind.
Yep. Funny story.
Funny.
I took a wrong turn as I was going to my physical therapy appointment for my elbows because they turned backwards. And I took a wrong turn in my motorized wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And ended up on the tollway. There wasn't an exit for like 5 miles.
Yeah, always an area highway where somehow you find yourself on there with your wheelchair.
My battery was in the red, George. Yeah. 10% doesn't get you far.
I wouldn't think so.
It was so scary that I had a heart attack.
Oh, that's horrible.
My heart seized up, so I need a transplant.
George?
They say you might be a match.
No, a heart match. Up with someone's heart that's living.
So you're saying no?
Well, yes, for me, no, but I hope you find a transplant.
That's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about me. I'm 7,000,041st on the list, so there's a good chance.
You know, the Olympics are only like 2 weeks away. Right. It's a little late to approach George, isn't it?
Even if I was a top skater, I wouldn't have time to get ready.
Believe me, I've developed a program that'll put you on the fast track to a gold medal.
No, you haven't.
We can get it done in two weeks, Giorgio.
Fast track to a gold medal. That sounds pretty good.
It does sound pretty tempting, but I'm going to have to say
it's a high-tech training regimen. All you have to do is lose about 100 pounds.
Okay.
In
2 weeks.
And use my specially developed skates.
That sounds ridiculous.
It's basically just some bread knives taped to some Converse.
All right. That doesn't sound like it's going to hold up.
But I think they might work.
I doubt it.
With God's help.
Yeah. Well, there's always that to fall back on. And
may God be with you, Marge. Yes. It sounds like you need his help.
May God be with you guys, too.
Good luck to you, Marge.
And, hey, thank you so much. And if you don't mind, George, they're about to shut me down, TXU is.
Okay.
So could I just, I won't have to come in your house or anything, but if I could just use an outdoor plug for the hot lung machine and all.
Okay. We'll see what we can work out
for
you,
Marge. I'll just plug right into the bell box out by your patio.
Okay.
Bye, George.
Bye, Marge. There she goes. The alleged former swim coach and skating coach.